we're back. Guilty pleasures. Guilty pleasures. Here we are. It's the reboot of Guilty Pleasures. I got alongside me. Oh, I'm Jeffrey Emmett. If you're listening and not watching, alongside of me tonight, next to me, I got Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That, who not so recently was featured on TMZ. How you doing, bro? Looking like I'm you're topless. Good.
I know. I thought, you know, I might give them a little something to live for. Hey. I know
the boys are going to be crazy, especially how they've been on Instagram lately. Hey, they're going to love it. And then blow me tonight. I got Miss Dakota. How you doing, bitch?
I'm great. My honor to blow you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then, this bitch with the mean mugging. We got, you got some guests. Miss Madison Devine, Poppy,
hey.
What's going on with you?
I'm here. I'm queer. I'm still here. That's all I got to say. I got no place to go. I'm not going to Puerto Rico. I'm not topless. I might not have pants on, but we won't talk about that.
Can we see that?
Hey, no. On top or topless, down below or bottomless. That's how we roll.
And I'm dressed like a fucking nun.
I have my pants on. I'm not going to lie to you.
We got all kinds.
If I do this, it's like I'm boosting them up.
Well, you know, they don't hold themselves up. They ain't what they used to be. They're about 10 years old now, so it's time. Thank you, Madison. I need all the help.
I just call me the divine lift.
Thank you. I like divine lift. Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah. You know what? My titties are hanging so low. The left titty said to the right titty, hey, we need a lift. You know what they're going to say? The right titty's like, what? They're going to confuse us for nuts.
Well, that's like, you know, when you give somebody the wrong advice about, you know, what you got to do is you put the shotgun 2 inches below your left breast, and then she accidentally shoots her kneecap off.
I'm so glad I don't have this problem yet.
How many times did that happen to you, Jeffrey?
Twice.
Okay.
Twice.
I try to tuck mine in. I tuck mine into my belt, though. You know.
Oh, that's festive.
But you know what's more disturbing is
you shitting on the couch.
Because I do the Kirstie Alley thing, right? You never know what size I'm gonna be. Mm-hmm. The last big weight loss. I was in the bathroom. I had the mirror, the full length mirrors on the door, right, and it looks at the sink, and I had music on, and I was dancing. And I realized my body was one way, but my ass cheeks were still on the other side, and they were sagging like halfway down to the back of my kneecaps. And if I like kicked back, I could actually hit the back of my ass cheeks, and it would flap up on the ones. It was horrific.
Well, that's one way to make it clap.
That's a mud flap. What are you talking about?
I was like, oh, I don't think it's supposed to look like that. Like, it's just flat pancake ass.
Well, I think that you grew up listening to too much Pink Floyd, The Wall, trying to emulate. Ooh. No, you, because it's flat. Flat ass, flat like a wall, like a pancake.
Oh, I don't. You know what? I don't think I've ever actually listened to Pink Floyd.
Oh, good lord! Can it get any gayer over there?
I was listening to Cher and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you want from me?
And you so still the answer is yes.
It totally got gayer. Yes.
Do you believe
in life after love?
Yeah, I was busy. I was watching Melrose Place. You know, Ally McBeal.
Kelly McBeal. I remember that show.
Dallas. You know, the important stuff.
You know, the manly shit.
Yeah.
Dynasty. Look at
Dakota's. Yeah.
I'm more cultured than you think. I grew up watching The Fresh Prince.
Well, it also depends on if her Boost Mobile is working or not.
That's true.
Did you watch Blossom too?
No, what's that? A Powerpuff Girl?
You don't know, like, wait, what the hell did Joey say?
Say Powder Puff Girl?
Yes.
Is it Powerpuff or Powder? Is it Powder or Power?
That was way, way, way after me. I don't do no Powder Puff Girls.
So Blossom was like my generation. Yeah, Dakota's too young to know what that is.
Yeah, my mother, that bitch, we
like
didn't do a
Joey
paper
Lawrence.
Room.
Whoa.
I'd be stuffing papers on a Monday night. It was the free paper. We didn't even deliver the good paper. You know what I'm saying? We'd be stuffing it in bags as I'm watching The Fresh Prince and Blossom every Monday night.
Listen, anytime I got stuffed watching The Fresh Prince, it wasn't for free. Wait a minute.
Whoa. You heard it here first, kid.
Wait a minute.
Speaking of getting stuffed, I think, Dakota, you had a little something you wanted to talk about today.
Yes, I want to know about either the weirdest fetish you've ever encountered or like the weirdest sexual experience that you've had that you didn't know you're going to have going into it. Who's up first?
Me! Take it away, Take it away. I met this guy on Bumble. We had dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel and all kinds of celebrities were there. Like the cast of Game of Thrones were sitting like next to us. And when Game of Thrones was like in their last season. So like the who's who was there. Leo DiCaprio was like behind us. Everybody cool was there. So I was like,
wow,
this guy is like not sparing any expense. I like it. So I order everything like I always do because I like food. And I was like, I'm really curious. Like, if this is where he takes me for the first date, like, where does this guy live? So he's like, oh, do you want to like play pool at my house? And I was like, I mean, I don't really want to go to your house on the first date, but I'm really curious. And yeah, okay, I'll play pool and then I'll leave. All right, fine. I go to his house and it's like some penthouse. It's in a building. It's not like a mansion or anything like I was hoping for, but it's not bad. So he lives on the top floor. There is a pool table. It wasn't a lie, but he's like, hold on. I really like you. And I was like, oh no, what's this weirdo about to do? It's never going to be good when they start out with that.
No.
So he's like, well, you know, I'm just going to go get something for when things heat up.
What are you, a microwave?
Right. Am I a TV dinner?
A lean cuisine?
Are you getting an oven mitt for when you get me so hot? I was like, what is this fool about to do? Okay. Do you tell me this motherfucker came back with a jar from the kitchen of motherfucking olive oil?
No.
What?
He's like, here, baby, I got lube.
No.
Am I a fucking breadstick? What? Okay. Am I Olive Garden? Like, that's what we're about to do? That's what you think is gonna get into these pants? Some fucking olive oil? What? What? Apparently, this guy has like an Italian fetish and he wants you to lube him up like an Italian rotisserie chicken. And I was like, you know what? I would. I'm really good with my hands, but I forgot the rosemary. I left it in my car. I'll be right back. Bounced.
So wait, did he want you guys to like both get covered in the oil and get on like plastic and like roll around?
No. He wanted to dip himself in olive oil and I use something of mine to slide around on it.
What the?
So like the olive oil is going in my mouth or in my something somewhere. Yeah.
No.
In your Pikachu. He wanted to put his stranger wood. He was using it as lube.
No.
That's one greasy Pikachu.
Immediately no.
It was so creepy. I don't know. And so he's like, well, here, let me show you how it works. I was like, I think I get the idea. He like takes the lid off. He was getting ready to pour it on.
How many quarters?
I don't know.
Was it extra virgin?
Definitely not.
I mean, how hot was he? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, like how hot was he? This is important.
He was not hot. He was like a 4.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But he was a 4 with money.
Right.
Kind of. Okay, so how much money on a scale of 1 to 10?
And very nice, like up until the olive oil, he was an 8. He pulled that out, and then all of the other beautiful stuff that I liked about him disappeared, and I could just see his creepy-ass face, and then he became a 4.
I don't know. I might have been able to get used to the olive oil.
See, you're better than me. I'm too bad with turning people down. I would have slid across him like a slip and slide in a trailer park cookout.
But were we...
Woo! I'm like, hey, you got a dysfunction. Here's me diving in.
Are we talking top shelf olive oil or are we talking like great value?
Okay. It was like Whole Foods, maybe $18, not even the big jug. Like the,
couldn't even spring for the good stuff.
But it wasn't a glass bottle of olive oil. You think you're going to lube me up with a plastic olive oil? Nah. Hashtag standards. Thank you.
Yes.
You go, girl. I can't even stand your whole life right now.
Hashtag standards.
She said hashtag standards because he had the plastic jug of olive oil.
There's a certain level of class to that. It could have been vegetable oil.
Thank you.
From the Aldi, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you're good with bargains, but also you're looking out for my health.
Yeah, that can't be healthy.
We don't shop at the Aldis, okay?
No, I get pissed off because they make you pay a quarter to use the shopping cart.
Okay, so how do you feel, though, about coconut oil if you don't like olive oil?
I think coconut oil is way better.
Yeah.
Way better. Yeah. The olive oil was creepy. It stunk. Yeah. It smelled like garlic. It was like nasty. I don't think he was just using
it. It was like garlic.
It was in the kitchen. It was in the kitchen. It smelled. It wasn't even. I don't know.
Why did it smell like garlic?
It was probably garlic. Is she going to get a yeast infection? She got to go to the box doctor and get an antibiotic and shit.
Listen to this bitch acting like I'm going to go through with it. Okay.
Well, I'm saying for the
right. Well, everybody's got their price.
I'd have slapped the shit out of you if you would have called and been like, listen, he had a Bentley and you were like, I didn't do it. I'd have knocked you out.
He had a Ferrari. He had a Ferrari. I can't even say that.
Oh. Nah, man, he was weird. He was weird. That was weird. That's some red flag shit. I am out.
So there was never a second date.
Especially the first date. The first date, like, that's pretty kind of...
I never gave you any indication we were going to hook up. I said I would play pool.
Did he try calling you afterwards?
Yes.
Nah.
He's like, hey, you want to go to this premiere? And I go, premiere what? Your sexual crushed garlic ointment that you're going to use as a scrub? No.
Not.
I'm going to have to go trolling through her Instagram page and see if I can find him.
Oh, my God.
I find there's people in there who are trying to buy my used pantyhose. They want the pantyhose because you get
the pantyhose.
Feet. You get the stinky feet and the stinky crotch.
Do it.
And they will pay. So I'm going to send all three of you some pantyhose. We're going to go into business. You got to wear them to the gym and we're going to sell that shit.
You know,
I mean, I'm already a drag queen. I can already send them some ripped hosiery.
They want the extra stinky kind.
Oh, trust me. I got fat thighs that are rubbing together like there's freaking... campfire.
Did you not
wood.
See the TikTok?
What?
This one, Blow Me, sent it to me. She's like, you need to stitch this.
It was so
and it
you.
Was this chick. She was like, tell me I'm not the only one. And she's spraying her beaver with Febreze. And I'm just like, girl, you better go to the box doctor. There's something wrong with your cooter.
I saw that one. I like that one.
Something right here.
Jeffrey, you need to stitch this.
Right, I mean, now. A little bit of hot tuna and Febreze can go a long way.
Oh.
Yeah, with a truck driver.
Okay, so I have to tell you the story of Demon Dick.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. So I was at the bar, and all of a sudden, I laid eyes that I thought this kid was cute. I say kid, we were both in our mid-20s. Yeah. He was also stripping at the bar. So I was like, hey, do you want to come back and we can, whatever, mess around? He's like, sure. I said, do you want to just meet me at my place? He says he's on his way to my house. And I did a couple of more shots so I'd feel nice and socially lubricated. And he's like, hey, I've got some kinks. And I was like, okay, I'm down. And he's like, how do you feel about wax? And I was like, on me or you? And he's like, on me. And I was like, I'm down. Okay, fine. So he gets in. We start making out. I lay him back on the bed and I light this random candle. It wasn't anything special. It was like, you know, birthday candle supreme. And so he's leaned back and all of a sudden I start dripping this hot red wax down the center of his stomach. And all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, this is kind of hot. Now, mind you, I'm just kind of seated on the side of the bed. And all of a sudden I hear... and I was like, Josh, you okay? I'm no longer Josh. I'm the demon that lives in Josh. And I'm like, huh? And he's like, I'm literally going, I finally get some D and I get the crazy fucking D. And then all of a sudden, he's literally just leaning back and it was straight out of something like, I think it was like out of Ghostbusters when that was inside of her. I'm telling you right now, he's like, and the whole time. And then I was like, I'm just staring at him going, are we done? Are we done? And then he's just like, I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm back. And I'm like, where did you go?
Where'd you go, pal?
And he was like, I was like, I have to go take somebody to work. He's like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, they work really early. So you got to go. And he's like, okay, are you sure? And I'm like, positive. Hi.
So yeah. He's not a bartender, is he?
No, he was one of our strippers at one point. But funny story. So I go back to the bar and I end up so we all started calling him Demon Dick. For obvious reasons. And so come to find out, I was friends with one of his ex-girlfriends. And she goes, let me guess. He started with the whole fucking demon thing. And I was like, you didn't care to tell me this as I'm like taking him out of the bar, trying to get into his pants? She goes, I figured he might be over it. And I'm like, well, he ain't. He's still possessed by the same damn thing. And so the whole time we were talking about Demon Dick, and needless to say, we ruined a lot of like relationships after that because we told everybody about it. And I started grunting in the middle of the bar going, oh, I'm the demon that lives in Josh. Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was Josh?
Before I started drinking or while I was drinking or after?
No, at the point where you invited him to your house.
-2.
Oh, what the fuck? Wait, what? No.
Oh,
the invitation.
Oh, the invitation, I'd say he was about an 8.
See? Okay, there you go.
But then when he leaned back and started grunting, and I literally, the
instant
whole time.
-2.
Immediately 10.
Literally, I'm. he was a Cato special, Jeffrey. He was a Cato special.
Makes sense.
I want to know why you let him finish.
I didn't really let him finish. He just grunted. His dick wasn't big enough to finish.
Oh.
Yeah, it was literally like a greasy
You're
pencil.
You're a demon and a micro? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was, yeah.
I'm sorry. If I was fucking the star of The Exorcist, I'd let him finish too. That shit's scary. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I do suck cocks in hell. What's up? Like, have your way with me, Satan.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of this, we know you suck cocks in hell. What about you, huh?
Oh, you don't have a story?
He's last.
No. I'll go first. I'll go before Dakota. We'll let Miss Dakota. Well, I don't know if you'd call it a fetish, but I kind of had like a Katrina story with one of my exes.
Yes.
This fool, one night he wanted to like do a little something spicy. And he came in with a jar of butterscotch.
Okay.
And proceeded to put it on my junk. And twist it around, you know what I mean? Just twist it around and things.
Wait. Question. What was the hair situation?
There was none.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. We were both working at the club at the time, you know what I mean? And that was kind of like the thing back then.
Good. Wait, do I know this one?
Yeah, he worked at the club. He worked at Spirits. Been like 20 years ago, before I was married. Not the husband.
You're a butterscotch swirl.
Butterscotch swirl junk. And Strangerwood. And so when he's done, puts it back in the fridge. Okay. Next night, he's having a butterscotch sundae with the butterscotch dick juice. Okay. Then the neighbor comes over and he's offering her a butterscotch sundae. And she says yes. And I come running out of the bathroom, like with barely any clothes on, because we're getting ready to go to work again. And I'm like, absolutely not. You can't have that. And she's like, why? And she's like, no. I'm like, trust me, you don't want this. She's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, no, you don't, bitch. No, you don't.
My junk has been in there.
I had to tell Trish the dish. I was like, you don't want it. I was like, my dick was in the jar.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know if you count that as a fetish, but
definitely.
I mean, he's serving dick sundaes to random people?
Yeah.
It's a whole new kind of banana.
So here's my question. If you had the dick sundae, did you finally get your cherry back?
Wait. Were there nuts on it?
There were.
Were they yours or his?
God bless
America. As long as it wasn't a banana split. I have this image of like this big hairy bush with a bunch of butterscotch in it.
Well, that was my first question because I was thinking, is it like caramel? Like, would it get stuck and like that would hurt?
First of all, if I knew there was food coming, no, we can't do no hair and no food. That's a no-no because it's just no.
Listen, I know that, but maybe he surprised you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care. I would have been like, I'll be back in a few minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
If we're gonna why butterscotch? Is he like an 80-year-old woman pulling candies out of his purse?
That's yeah, so he, were you his Werther original?
Yes.
I don't know, man. We were like 20. I mean, and for my 21st birthday, he got me a shitty vacuum cleaner.
That's random.
So yeah, I guess we were.
That is a very random gift.
That is.
Uh-huh. Hmm. So I'm
trying to tell you, now we got to go to Dakota. We're running out of time because we're
doing yeah, we are.
Show.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Dakota, I'm up. What's up, baby? What do you got?
Okay. So this was summer. The whole year of 2019 was just a clusterfuck for me. Like I said, I had no morals. I sent them back. This part. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I did not have any, like, before I was with my ex for 6 years. I had no one night stands, but you know, 2019, I'm like, yes, I'm going to have like 12 of them. So talking to this guy, I should have known that he was weird because like, he's like, because we plan to go out. So we're like, we're talking in the days leading up to us going out. He's like, wear sandals on our date. And I'm like, oh, he's considerate. It's hot out. He wants me to be comfortable. I'm like, okay. So the day of the date, he's like, are you wearing sandals tonight? I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing flip-flops. He's like, great. I'm like, great. And so like, we meet at a bar, we have a few drinks, and then he's like, do you want to come back to my house? I'm like, sure, I just met you and you could kill me, but let's do it. Let's go crazy. So we get back to his house. We're just having a few drinks. Like, everything's fine. We start like making out. And then he's like, do you want to go to the bedroom? I'm like, sure. I don't really like you, but I'm already here. Might as well. So I'm horrible. So he's like, I have to tell you something. I'm like, oh God, what? And he's like, I really like feet. I have a foot fetish. Which I should have known because the whole time we were at the bar, he was staring at my feet. And I just thought he was shy. But no, he's sizing those bitches up. He's like, he's like, will you do something for me? I'm like, I'm too scared to tell you no. So I guess so. Let's do it. He's like, will you give me a foot job? I'm like, a what? A what? He's like, shit, I can't make this up. So he sits on the floor. And he like scoots, like I'm sitting on the side of the bed. He like scoots towards the bed on the floor, like a dog dragging its ass across the floor. It's super uncomfortable. And he's like, I'm like, how do I do this? I'm like, I'm fat as fuck, bro. Like, I don't think I'm like capable of this. He's like, no, just like. So I'm like doing this with my feet on his Johnsonville sausage. I looked like a fucking gorilla at the zoo with a big ass banana between my feet. This was not cute.
Oh, and it's cute.
I got free lotion because he's just like, you know, jizzed all over my feet. And then he had like a huge dick though. And so then he's like, do you want to have sex? I'm like, we can try it. So we didn't fuck. We kind of just tipped because it was not working.
This thing you emptied him out with the feet.
This thing was massive. I'm like, you want to put that where? Like the biggest I've ever seen. I'm like, I was horrified. And then, oh my, like, I don't get.
If you guys had foot fetishes. If you guys had sex right afterwards, can you get like athlete's foot in your cuckoo?
I hope not. My feet were clean.
Well, if you go down on him after, can you get hoof and mouth disease?
Well, I'll keep that in mind for next time.
I love that you're that optimistic.
Oh my God.
I want to know.
Like 6 months ago, he was my fucking DoorDash driver.
Okay. Yes. I think, wait, this is the perfect time, kids. Let's do part two because you also wanted to talk about our wildest sex stories, right?
Oh.
Yeah, right. That was okay. Part of this, our kinky. So we'll just do part two. Okay. So tune in next week, kids. Make sure you're following us on the socials and subscribe at uncensoredradio.live. Go to get our merch store, uncensoredradio.shop. Follow at Katrina A. Johnson, Coco
3794 on Instagram.
On Instagram. And then Dakota
with 3As94 on TikTok.
And Madison.
Madison M. Divine on everything.
Okay. And you, I'm just doing all the show stuff. So live UCR on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you next week for part two, kids. Make sure you tune in.
Bye.